Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on prayer, we were taught that we should pray that if we offend anybody, it is the word of God that offends, and not the way we present it. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We must hold these leaders up in prayer so that nothing draws them away from seeking God through His Word as they prepare programs, lessons, or whatever is needed. They must glorify Christ, be holy, and edify the saints. As all ministries of the local church, the ministry must be ultimately set to fulfill the Great Commission. So pray for the leader to be prayerful, committed to Christ, and Holy Spirit directed. So often, men, instead of seeking the Word of God and seeking to know God and to seek His will through the Word of God, they look at their favorite church, their favorite pastor, their favorite Christian college, and they see their latest marketing schemes and so forth, and that's what they want to follow. No, get your direction from God. He's already told us how to do it. You don't need something new to accomplish what the Holy Spirit does. Don't think that the Holy Spirit of God has lost His power. Don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit by saying, well, you can't do it that way anymore. Well, if God did it one way before, He can still do it again. Never, never blaspheme the Holy Spirit by saying you can't do it that way anymore. Now, number four, pray that the Word of God and not the manner in which they give it will be offensive. Okay, now, in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 31 through 33, it says, whether therefore ye eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews or to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Now, the gospel is an offense to many, believe it or not, it is. Hard Bible preaching is an offense to many. I think of Stephen preaching just before they stone him to death. He is seen as he prays, asking God to not lay this sin to their charge. Jesus spoke of being harmless as a dove and wise as a serpent. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15 mentions speaking the truth in love. In John chapter 15, verses 18 through 21, speaks of being persecuted. And Jesus explained, if they persecuted Him, they will also persecute you. And in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, it even mentions about being accused falsely and persecuted for righteousness' sake. And we could go on concerning persecution for truth. Obnoxious attacks on the person are things that make us offensive more than the gospel. When Paul is rebuked for calling the high priest a whited wall, he immediately apologized. Our weapons are not carnal. We don't get into name calling. Don't give an offense. Many times, there are talented people who may have arrogant, condescending attitudes or demeanor that portrays moodiness. They are unapproachable. Some want to assert their authority more so than guiding the ministry in which they serve. Pray that each will teach and honor the Lord in His Word without watering it down or compromising it, yet at the same time, to fulfill Acts 24 and verse 16, And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and toward men. Remember, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Number 5, pray that each leader will grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that comes straight from 2 Peter 3:18, where it says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Now, every Christian and every leader begins to fall when their personal walk with God begins to wane. This includes not meditating in the Word, seeking to know Him all the more, and seeking to glorify Him. Philippians 3:10 says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, been made conformable unto His death. The Apostle Paul sought to know Him all the more, even though he had suffered great things for His name's sake. Do yourself a favor and read 2 Corinthians 11:23 through 30 and see how much He suffered. For new converts to grow spiritually and for the church to grow spiritually, its leaders must grow spiritually. For us to enjoy the Lord and have a relationship instead of a religion only, we need to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is vital to any local church that will serve God in righteousness and not have their candlestick removed. As we've seen in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, where the Lord threatened to remove the candlestick of those local churches there in Asia Minor. And by the way, He did when they didn't repent. Okay, number 6, in praying for leaders, pray for wisdom for the office in which they serve, that they will work it for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 6:3, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Wisdom is the knowledge of right and wrong with just judgment as to action. We read that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Our personal life and the ministry to which God has called us is to bring glory to God. Our life should in no wise bring offense to anything that is pure and holy, so that the ministry be not blamed. Now again, let me repeat that. Our life should in no wise bring offense to anything that is pure and holy, that the ministry be not blamed. It should not be void of work. One should not just occupy a ministry just to have a position. Many of the people to whom we minister have no one who is praying for them nor influencing them spiritually. There's a great responsibility on these leaders to do the ministry, to reach the souls with the Word and help them to learn how to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ through the Word of God and its application. They must be committed to the ministry of the local church to which God has called them. Let's look at number 7 in praying for our leaders. Pray for renewed zeal and enthusiasm for each of our leaders in their ministries each day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12, even so ye, forasmuch as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Galatians 4:18. It is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, not only when I am present with you. Now, leaders need not only to be gifted in the ministry to which they are called, but they fail it miserably if they do not maintain a zeal for that ministry. As a ball player, always trying to improve himself from season to season, a businessman seeking to expand his income and net profits, so a lover of the Lord Jesus Christ and his ministry should motivate each worker to daily seek the Lord to bring the ministry to the level that God would have it to be. Leaders, often as King David had to do one time, is leaders must encourage themselves. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6, it says, David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, and every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You see, sometimes the leader, you got everybody against you. You just have to get in the Word and get encouraged. Pray for a renewed zeal and enthusiasm for each leader, especially in the light of criticism and opposition. Then number 8, pray that each leader will seek to live a holy, separated from sin, dedicated unto God life. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You see, the leader is often a role model. He or she is to model Christ. If you're in a position of leadership, someone is watching you on the job, in your home, your neighborhood. People know if you're a Christian. And if you're faithful to church and have a semblance of ethics and morals, while also attending church. So it is of utmost importance then for a leader to particularly model Christ. They need our prayers. If they're going to have the power of God upon their life, they must be separated from sin and dedicated unto God, meaning that every aspect of their life is not their decision. Rather, it is God. And they are to be directed by God through His Word. That means that there will be no aspect of pleasing the flesh in order to gain acceptance at the expense of His holiness. Again, I read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves, that is, not emulating yourselves, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as He which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, all matter of life. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks,
saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.